Kulshi doubles valuation to $22 billion as prediction markets surge. Prediction marketplace Kulshi closed a $1 billion Series F round in May 2026 at a $22 billion valuation, doubling its prior mark in 5 months, as a coalition of Wall Street and Silicon Valley's most recognizable names place the largest single bet yet on regulated event trading as a durable financial asset class. The round drew capital from Kuaichu Management, which led the raise, alongside Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia Capital, Morgan Stanley, and ARK Invest. A company spokesperson told Bloomberg that Kulshi's annualized revenue run rate has surpassed $1.5 billion. Together with rival Polymarket, the two platforms accounted for the bulk of more than $25 billion in prediction market trading volume recorded in a single month, according to data cited by Cointelegraph. Kulshi runs a centralized, federally regulated marketplace where users trade on outcomes of real-world events, from elections and economic data releases to sports results, differentiating it structurally from Polymarket's decentralized blockchain model. $22 billion post-money valuation on $1.5 billion annualized revenue implies a forward revenue multiple of approximately 14.7x. For context, CME Group, the world's largest derivatives exchange, trades at roughly 20x trailing earnings. The market is pricing Kulshi as a high-growth exchange, not a startup. Bernstein said in a recent research note that prediction markets are entering an institutional era, driven by demand for bespoke block trades and custom event contracts that allow firms to hedge against specific macro and geopolitical risks. That framing matters. It repositions Kulshi not as a gambling platform with regulatory problems, but as a financial infrastructure company competing for a slice of the global derivatives and risk transfer market. The raise matters beyond Kulshi's cap table. Andreessen Horowitz's crypto unit, A16Z Crypto, recently closed a $2.2 billion fund and identified prediction markets as a major investment theme. When the most influential venture firm in digital assets allocates that size to a thesis and then co-leads the largest funding round in the sector's history, the signal is directional, not incidental. Capital is concentrating around regulated, institutionally accessible prediction infrastructure, and the window for new entrants is narrowing. The valuation math, what $1.5 billion in revenue at 14.7x tells institutional investors at $1.5 billion in annualized revenue and a $22 billion valuation, Kulshi trades at a revenue multiple that demands scrutiny. The implied 14.7x forward revenue multiple is aggressive by traditional exchange standards but modest relative to high-growth fintech comparables. Coinbase, for reference, traded at peak revenue multiples above 20x during the 2021 cycle before compressing sharply. The more instructive comparison is to regulated derivatives exchanges. ICE, NASDAQ, and CME all trade on earnings multiples, not revenue, because their cost structures are lean and margins are wide. If Kulshi's centralized model delivers exchange-like operating leverage, as its federally regulated infrastructure suggests it should, the path to EBITDA margins above 40% is plausible. At those margins, the $22 billion valuation implies a forward EBITDA multiple closer to 30-35x, which is elevated but not disconnected from where high-growth exchange businesses have traded historically. The critical variable is volume growth. More than $25 billion in monthly prediction market volume across the sector is a data point, not a run rate. Event-driven volume is lumpy. Election cycles, major geopolitical shocks, and macro data surprises drive spikes. The Iran escalation scenario that pushed oil traders to model $200 per barrel crude earlier in May 2026 is precisely the kind of macro uncertainty that sends hedging demand, and therefore prediction market volume, sharply higher. If geopolitical risk remains elevated, Kulshi's revenue profile benefits directly. 19 federal lawsuits and the regulatory overhang investors are pricing the funding round did not arrive without baggage. Kulshi faces at least 19 federal lawsuits over whether its event contracts constitute unlicensed gambling, with challenges filed by Massachusetts, New Jersey, Arizona, Nevada, Illinois, and Connecticut, according to NPR as cited by Cointelegraph. Democratic lawmakers in Washington have separately called for tighter oversight following concerns about suspicious trades tied to geopolitical events. Kulshi's response has been strategic rather than defensive. The company hired former Obama administration staffer Stephanie Cutter as a policy advisor, a move that signals it intends to fight the regulatory battle in Washington through relationships, not just litigation. Separately, it appointed John Wang as head of crypto. Wang told Forbes that Kulshi's goal is to embed its prediction markets in every major crypto application, a distribution strategy that would dramatically expand the platform's addressable user base without requiring Kulshi to build that audience itself. The regulatory parallel here is instructive. When Nexstar Media Group pursued its merger with Tegna to create a broadcaster covering 80% of the U.S. market, the deal stalled under an antitrust challenge in California and a separate FCC proceeding in Washington. City analyst Jason Bazinet described the resulting limbo as a state of suspended animation for shareholders. Kalshi's situation differs in that it is not mid-transaction, but the structural risk is similar, a company growing rapidly into a regulatory framework that has not yet decided whether to accommodate or restrict it. The market appears to be betting on accommodation, given the valuation it just assigned. Institutional finance is moving toward digital infrastructure, and Kalshi is in the current Kalshi's raise did not happen in isolation. BNY, the world's largest custody bank with $59 trillion in assets under custody and administration, announced this week that it is expanding digital asset custody services into Abu Dhabi through local partners FinStreet and Audi Foundation, initially covering Bitcoin and Ether before expanding to stablecoins and tokenized assets. BNY Executive Vice Chair Hani Kablawi said the UAE is entering a new phase of financial development, characterized by deeper markets, greater digital sophistication and stronger global connectivity. These two data points sit on the same vector. Traditional financial infrastructure is moving toward digital asset architecture, and digital asset platforms are moving toward institutional-grade compliance and custody standards. Kalshi, as a federally regulated U.S. marketplace, occupies the intersection. It is a digital native platform that institutional counterparties can access without regulatory friction. That structural position is what the $22 billion valuation is buying. BNY was the first major U.S. global systemically important bank to launch digital asset custody services. Its Abu Dhabi expansion signals that institutional demand for compliant digital infrastructure is global, not confined to U.S. retail trading volume. Kalshi's stated ambition to embed its markets in every major crypto application positions it to capture international institutional flow if it resolves its domestic legal exposure. Source: Cointelegraph, data as of May 2026. Platform-specific volume breakdown not disclosed. The Plaquemines view the market is reading Kalshi's $22 billion valuation as a fintech story. Plaquemines reads it as an exchange story, and the distinction has significant implications for how institutional capital should position. Fintech businesses grow through user acquisition and transaction volume. Exchange businesses grow through liquidity network effects. The more participants trade on a platform, the tighter the spreads, the more volume migrates to that venue, and the harder it becomes for competitors to replicate. Kalshi's federally regulated status gives it a structural moat that Polymarket cannot easily replicate in the U.S. institutional market. If prediction markets are entering an institutional era, as Bernstein argues, then the regulated venue captures disproportionate share of the institutional flow almost by default. The second-order play is macro volatility as a revenue driver. The Iran oil shock scenario, where President Trump acknowledged he expected oil to potentially reach $200 to $250 per barrel with an associated 20 to 25% stock market decline, illustrates how geopolitical risk directly inflates demand for event-based, hedging instruments. Prediction markets are not just a speculative product. They are, increasingly, a macro hedge vehicle. If the geopolitical environment of 2026, with ongoing Middle East tensions and trade uncertainty, sustains elevated volatility, Kalshi's revenue trajectory is structurally supported in a way that purely recreational trading platforms are not. The legal overhang is real but likely manageable. The 19 lawsuits represent state-level friction against a federally regulated entity. The history of U.S. financial regulation favors federal preemption over time when a federal regulatory framework exists and is being actively enforced. Kalshi's hire of Stephanie Cutter and its active regulatory engagement suggest management understands this is a political and legal war fought on multiple fronts simultaneously. The resolution timeline is uncertain, but the direction, toward a federally preempted regulatory framework that marginalizes state-level gambling challenges, is the more probable outcome. What the market is not yet pricing, Kalshi is a data business. Every contract traded on its platform generates a real-time probability estimate on a discrete outcome. That data has value to hedge funds, central banks, policy researchers, and media organizations that currently spend significantly on political and economic forecasting services. A data licensing revenue stream layered on top of exchange revenues would compress the implied revenue multiple and make the current valuation look conservative. The bottom line: Kalshi's $1 billion raise at $22 billion is the clearest signal yet that regulated prediction markets have crossed from niche digital finance into institutional asset class territory. The platform's $1.5 billion annualized revenue run rate, the participation of Morgan Stanley alongside A16Z and Sequoia, and Bernstein's institutional era framing collectively describe a market that is repricing upward in real time. The legal risk is the entry point for investors who miss the round. If even two or three of the 19 state lawsuits are resolved favorably, the regulatory discount embedded in the current private valuation compresses, and the multiple re-rates toward exchange comparables. At 20x revenue, the implied valuation reaches $30 billion. At CME equivalent earnings multiples on exchange-like margins, the number is larger still. The investors who led this round are not betting on event trading as a novelty. They are betting on Kulshi as the regulated infrastructure layer for a new category of financial risk transfer, and at $22 billion, that bet is only beginning to be made.